Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Double Exposure Podcast. Today, we'll be doing a mini podcast episode from a Zoom call meeting that I had with my friend Caitlin Dewis. She is an artist, and we had a great conversation about how you can infuse more meaning into your work and talking about the stages of growth in photography and as an artist. So sorry if the audio is a little weird on this. This is just recorded straight from the meeting, and I hope you enjoy. When you said that you wanted something with more meaning into your work, I was saying I agree because I was recalling all the past steps, like in the growth of an artist, of a photographer. I was saying, you know, starting with learning how to take the picture, learning how to take the pictures well, like technically good, then learning how to do lighting and posing and stuff. And then you learn how to weave more story elements and more concepts into your work. But then you have to realize, and this is like the next level, this is like Maslow's hierarchy. The last thing is how do you make it all technically good with story and concept, but then have that story and concept serve a purpose and make it have meaning? Like, how does that have meaning? And not just meaning in general, because you could say a meaning of like, well, this is about climate change. And then okay, well, yeah, it means something. But like, what does it mean to you personally? Like, you have to, not have to, but you should try making work that's speaking to you emotionally, like personally, like, and serving some sort of, and communicating some sort of human experience that will transcend and give the work meaning that you wouldn't even believe that it was possible of making.
Right, because then that makes you want to make more work because it then has that personal meaning.
And then plus people will be more connected to your work because whatever you're expressing, I guarantee, has happened and like felt to somebody else. Like, and then other people are thinking, or maybe they don't even realize what they're feeling, and because you expressed it in such a like beautiful multi-layered way that took you years to master and learn how to do, it affects them beauty, and that's like the beauty of art, you know what I mean? Like, that's the most important part of art. So when you were saying that you want to introduce that meaning, I'm kind of in the same boat because I feel like I've not mastered, but I've explored introducing concept and story to my images. But now that's why they say creating art when you're young versus creating art when you're older. Like, some things you just have to learn with time, like that you cannot skip the steps. Like, you just create work every day, and then with time it gets better and better. But that's also probably because your life experience is getting more and more and more.
And
you have more to say because you've experienced more. So now that we're, you know, young adults and transitioning into our like real life and stuff, being like welcome to our like almost our 30s, Jesus, which is not that old to some people, but
30 flirty thriving,
right? Right. You are gathering all this experience, and obviously as artists we need to, or we want to communicate that somehow. We want to say something. There's some drive making us to create. Some people would say would be expressing that exact life experience. That's why I'm confused how other people who aren't artists express their life experience in the lessons they learned. Like, that's why that writing exists, and that's why this exists, because everybody does it in different ways. And but as artists, as photographers, we're doing it in a visual medium. So now you're like, okay, how are you wanting to transcribe personal and like emotional resonance and make your work have meaning? Like, how are you going to reach that highest level on Dalton's hierarchy scale of photography or whatever? Because you said you were craving for it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's something only you can answer. Like, I know I'm getting ideas about how I'm going to do it just because. Also, look at this book. Look at the gilded pages.
Oh my God.
This is going to be my new like book to write my
photo
idea. So I have this brand new idea that I want to do for family series, and because that's what I'm thinking, like, you know, this whole quarantine and corona and all sorts of stuff is making you deal a lot with family, and plus I went through a lot with family since November, you know, with deaths in the family and all sorts of stuff, which is just, you know, me gathering life experience and then wanting to say something. So now I have this, I'm finally like, oh my God, thank God I have a why now. I have a why. I have like a what and a why to say. And now I get to create based on how I want to communicate that. And even if you don't know exactly what you want to say, but you know that it has to do with what you've gone through, you have to trust mm-hmm. yourself as an artist that whatever you're creating will communicate, will come out in some way. It'll translate in some right. way. It'll eventually get out there, which is, yeah, that's just what I'm thinking about. But I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. That was a lot of information. I just hit it at you once.
Well, and I think that, well, I don't know what I want to say.
That's fine.
Well, something that I think about a lot is, I don't know if you've started listening to The Jealous Curator or not, but.
Oh no, I literally haven't. I'm sorry.
It's so good. And a lot of what Danielle says is like, when you go to art school, you're 18, you want to become an artist, and they don't, you just don't have enough to say when you're yeah. 18. You haven't lived your life. You've just gone through school right. and you want to be an artist. Most
people, but, like we're not, like some people obviously maybe have like traumatic childhood and like growing up, sure, they have a lot to say, sure. Like, but most right. general but most people. Part,
by the time you're 18, there hasn't been that much,
right?
You know, only 18 years worth versus like 50 years worth. Right. So, you know, it's hard. And they train you. You know, like, what is your concept? What is your idea? What is your meaning? And
you're like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, looking back, I feel like the time should have been spent more on, you will get the meaning later. Let's focus on technical skill.
Right. Well, that's what they did. Don't remember? But, that's what we were complaining about.
Yes.
Because it's just like, this is just about technical skill. And then some students aren't even good at that.
Right.
So it's like, oh my god, how are you gonna graduate? Like,
yeah, and they don't, I just feel like it doesn't, you don't build it up in the right, if you don't build it up in the right way, it gets harder to be able to communicate what you want to talk about in your artwork when you're ready.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I've,
do you feel like you're there? Are you ready?
No,
to?
I'm not. Well, I feel like I want to, yes, yeah, I'm like, I want to express more meaning in my work, and I don't want to just take photographs that, oh, they're aesthetically pleasing or it's striking as it.
Like, listen, like,
and that is great, but
there's tons of people and that make them build their careers just based off of aesthetic images, and if that's what they want to do and that's what they're okay with, that's totally fine. You know what I mean? Like, 100% go for it. I support you, but like, but for people,
but for me, I'm like creating that like meaning, something that's going to charge me to keep creating and like, really,
otherwise, like, it's kind of like an,
and it's also more of like an introspective look, like creating artwork for me, it kind of is like the things that I might be thinking about, but not really fully conscious that
yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Oh my God. You need that subconscious, like cathartic thing.
Exactly. So, and so going back to that photograph of Jake that I find like striking every time I look at.
Yeah. And I love that one too. That's one of my favorites that you've ever taken.
And the thing that I always look at is like the gate. And
the gate. Oh, I was like the gate.
Like the, I don't know. It's just like the way he looks.
Yeah.
His eyes.
And there's something like, behind there. And that's what I, well, now here's the thing, from a superficial level, I would say that's not superficial, but that's what makes good models versus bad models. Like the good models can literally just deliver that connection. And some people just can't do it. And he can, which is why I love that. But there's something behind that connection. Like what is important about that?
Yes, and that's what I'm starting to like scratch at is the images, and even the image we were just working on in Photoshop, like he kind of has that look in his eyes there. And I think that that's something that I'm starting to think maybe it's more about, I'm getting, if I were to do that with a stranger, you know, a model, I would have to like spend a lot of time developing a connection with them and connecting with them to get that kind of communicative gaze.
Yeah, that relationship. Yeah.
So I think that for me, I think what I want to start shifting is focusing on like the close, intimate relationship, not even intimate, but intimate being like just personal, very cold relationships.
Can I say my guess about what that is?
Yeah.
I think what you're describing behind that look is a split second of like emotional vulnerability. Because you're saying intimate, but it's not intimate. But I'm saying it's intimate in a way that what you're looking for is its vulnerability. It's emotional vulnerability, and you can kind of get that. That's why some street photographers or urban photographers, whatever, that get that with certain subjects. It's because that stranger on the street decided to give you a moment of vulnerability behind his eyes for a fifth, like 500th of a second. You know what I mean? And that's why you're like, oh, this one's good. It's good because you're a human seeing somebody that's revealing something, but like being vulnerable with their eyes. Right. It's bizarre to think about. I'm not trying to tell you why that's why you love that image. I'm saying that's why I love that image. It could be why you like it too.
Well, and I think for me, if I were to compare this image versus an image of a stranger mm-hmm. with maybe a similar gaze, that image could be just as striking to me as this one, but this one has a personal connection, obviously. Exactly, right. I know. But so that's why I'm starting to think that maybe moving forward, I think I kind of want to explore I feel like I don't have that many close friendships. Like, you're a close friend, but I come from a large family. So I feel like, I always say, like, my sister, I have four sisters, and those are my, like, best friends. Yeah. You know, those people I talk to every day. I don't really talk to many other people. So I feel like coming from a large family, and being the middle child, I've kind of had, like, I'm really good at observing, but I'm also, like, kind of shy and introverted. And I think moving forward, I want to start to explore the relationships with people I do have, you and my sisters, and focus on photographing those people. Jake, he's always going to be forced.
Right.
I think that's where I'm going to start to find the meaning behind my work, is because I might not have like 50 close friends, but few that I do have, I truly treasure. And I think that's where I'm going to start to find the answers of what I'm exploring in my work and what I want to moving forward. So,
but the trade-off is that forces you to be vulnerable, which is going to be the hardest part.
Right.
The hardest part for me too. Cause now it's like, oh, that means what I'm expressing, what I'm trying to connect to and with is opening me up too. So right. You're like, do I want that?
I know.
And some people can just shy away with it for forever, you know, like they don't have to. But if you want that fulfillment, that artistic fulfillment, that's kind of the only, and that's the path you're going, that's kind of the only way to get there, is that you're going to have to open up to.
Right.
Which stinks. And some people do that by self-portraits. But if you've done a lot in the past and it hasn't been doing what you wanted, then something else has got to be happening there. You know what I mean? Because then that means you're just doing self-portraits and you're not being vulnerable in them in some way.
You know, right,
you're not telling a story of yourself when really good self-portraits tell a story of themselves. Like, this is a random example that just came to my brain. Like, imagine if, okay, like the Van Gogh self-portrait, when his three-quarters turned and he has his ear in a bandage.
That says it
all. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, that's right. I did this. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, that's being vulnerable. So you can explore that through self-portraits, but if it's not working for you, then I say, yeah, go ahead. Try using people but finding models and subject matters that you already have an established connection with, and then using that to become more vulnerable and deep and create and be deeper. You know what I mean? With it.
Yeah. And I think for me, it'll start with the people that are close to me, because the self-portraits I've been doing in quarantine, I feel like they haven't evoked much. And I want to say, I'm trying to be vulnerable. In some ways I am, but in others I'm just like, I kind of have this idea of like a 70s girl that I want to portray.
Yeah, and that's totally fine.
That's fine, but that's not me being vulnerable. That's just me getting creative.
Yeah, and not every image that you ever take has to be some sort of crazy emotional, like, you think, like, you can just take one picture, like, and that's what I, that's the balance between my work when I do, like, my more commercial work, more portraiture, that gets that off my chest, and that's just, that lets me be creative, that lets me just create, just to create and take good pictures of people, and then when I have to do the artistic fulfillment, I try to do more of the fine art stuff and conceptual, where it's like, okay, why? And that's more introspective. So you can live in both worlds. You don't have to,
to
draw the line. And I'm totally doing that now with my new ideas. Like, after quarantine and everything I've been through has really been making me think more about, like, exactly what you said. I'm going to focus on family, especially because after dealing with the death of my grandpa, I'm realizing, oh, wow, this really, you know, like, there's a lot of stuff that, not stuff, but, like, there's things I want to say. There's things that I've been going through. There's things that family has been going through that I want to document, commemorate, share, explore. Like, those feelings, I need to, I feel like I need to do something. It's giving
They're bottled up inside you and you need to get them out.
Right. And I need to, but I need to say something to myself. And by doing that, I have this new photo series that I'm trying to do.
So explain, what is...
I don't know. I haven't shared it to anybody yet. I don't know if I want to do it yet, but it's going to be the first ones that I'm going to do is going to be ones with me and my dad, you know, my father.
Together? Like, in the same photograph?
I think I'll have one or two shots where, yeah, I think so. Maybe. It's either going to be one of us together and then one single ones. And I kind of want to do more mixed media too, which I haven't told you about. So it's going to be classic, you know, black and white Dalton's favorite. Styles portrait original black and white kind of. But I want to introduce more color in a way that's not the cliche, like, look, it's an orange that's colored orange in a black and white room. You know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah.
I want to start working with overlays, because now that I have my scanner in general, I want to work with, like, transparencies and like acetate and stuff, and try to do some color layering on top of the photos.
Okay.
And I want to do that digitally, because I don't like the idea of not destroying. Oh, probably money. I don't want to paint or something directly on my print. Like, I don't. Right. Some people can do that because they're, like, you know, more sculpture based. But me, I'm like, no. I can't do that. I can't afford that. So yeah. I'm just gonna start layering that. So that's the first part of what I'm doing. But,
well, and then if you do it visually, it's more playful too. Nothing is, like, super permanent. Yeah. Every mark.
I get chances to change it and stuff.
Yeah.
But what I'm looking at more is that how my process of doing this is that I know what the subject matter is going to be. I know what feeling and emotion I want to convey and message that I want to convey. Well, I can't say it yet, but I know it. Like what you're saying, right. The subconscious, I can't articulate it yet, but I know that it's going to come out when I do that project.
Right.
So what I'm ending up doing is that now that I'm looking at, like, more family based stuff, I like looking at, and to jog your memory, to start thinking of more meaningful stuff, look up metaphors and idioms related to whatever subject matter you're thinking about. And that, maybe that's just me, because a part of me that always wants to write or be a writer. I never really wanted to write because I'm not that good at, I'm good at making colorful vocabulary choices and like poetic sounding stuff, but right. I'm not good at writing. but what I love is, like, look up, like, let's say you were doing something with not just family, because I want to use a different example, but are you looking at whatever you're talking about for your subject matters that you know you want to photograph and create a series off of, just literally type that in and then put the word idiom after into Google, and then you'll find all these websites that'll give you idioms that are, like, famous sayings, like sayings or idioms are kind of along the same lines, like old wives' tale, you know, or apple doesn't fall far from the tree, you know, like all right. Those idioms, like, those are cliche, but what you're doing is you're extracting the essence out of that idiom, and then you try translating it into visual language to help you with your project. So like that's that. Like a little trick that I'm learning how to do. I don't know how I'm thought of that. I think what I think what triggered that is watching all the Sally Mann documentaries, because she's a writer, you know, and she does that too. She pulls quotes, like quote favorite quotes that you like, you know, why do you like it? What is the writer saying? Does that apply to your current situation and work, you know, and what you want to create? So if you're ever stuck, just use somebody else's work to help you. Steal like an artist, like that famous book. but yeah, no, that's just a fun little tidbit. Sorry, I've been talking too long. If you want to add anything.
No, I really like that idea. I think that's a really good idea.
Does that help you with what you're facing right now with your own stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And I think just like, I think for me, whenever I try to like, I'm always in my brain and in my mind thinking, and I don't always turn to the internet for help, because I feel like in some way I'm a little too proud. Like, this has got to come from me. It has to be completely authentic for myself. Right. And it will, even if I.
Exactly. So then what are you worried about?
Looking for other ways of inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. You trust yourself as an artist to create something that's original and to you. There's nothing wrong with getting help to help figure out what you want to say from what's already being said. That's like the example of that's you as a human being tapping into the collective consciousness of the past human beings. You know what I mean? Because like everything that we've been through and everything that we've experienced have probably been experienced in some way or another by somebody else.
Right. We're all connected in that sense.
But what's unique is how you will say it, how your specific circumstances will create that artwork. And so, yeah, I don't know. Never be too proud to use your resources.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Alrighty. So, well, thank you for joining me on this random thing. Thank you for anybody listening or watching. If you made it this long, like, congrats, I'm happy. Hey, you want to plug your Instagram? I'll tag you. I'll probably put this on Instagram TV or something. Just say your Instagram, like, give a shout out, and your website.
Oh, yeah. My Instagram is at kdougher, kdougher. And my website is
kdoer.com. There you go. Okay, yeah. And obviously, you know me if you're here, Styles Portrait, stylesportraiteverywhere.com on Instagram, everything. Siles Portrait. Some people don't know how to spell portrait. Like, it's just not, I swear, it's just like a little fun thing. All right. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye.